五天一大吵。
Many couples got divorces because they had been just fighting with each other, little fights in a few days and then a little big fight.
到最后他们实在没有办法住在同一个屋顶下面，只好分手。
Eventually, they just cannot bear with each other, and so they just had to separate.
但是可以说世界上找不到一对不吵架的夫妇。
And I can tell you though that you cannot find a couple in the world that has not been arguing.
所以呢，我下面要讲到的也许有些人已经听过，但是我们觉得还是值得提醒，就是怎么样吵架。
So now next week we're going to touch on the topic that maybe some of you already heard it or have known it. It's how to fight, how to argue.
那么在怎么样吵架的时候，我们要讲到吵架有一些不应该讲的话，我们就要请李牧师讲吵架十戒。
We're going to be talking about what we should not say to each other when we argue and fight, and we're going to...Wasn't late to do that. She's going to transfer that to me, and now it seems like to be the worst topic.
在最近这几年，我们在，你是很可怜嘛？他讲翻我讲，你还要站在这里。最近这几年我们在北美洲，那么最近半年我们在台湾，那么被人看为是专门替人解决家庭问题的专家，我们实在觉得很不配。
Well, lately, I have been recognized, or we have been recognized together in either in the United States or in Taiwan as someone that would help solve the marriage problem. We just feel a little bit unworthy of this title.
但是我们觉得这一方面的侍奉和需要非常的迫切，非常的大。
And yet we realize the need in this area is very big.
我已经不受外面看弟兄姊妹手牵着手，勾这个肩搭着肩。以为他们就很幸福，我已经不受骗了。现在
I'm no longer got confused with just people walking hand in hand and they, you know, hands on their shoulder. That we will just assume that they have a good marriage.
我也不认为在教会当执事、当长老，甚至当传道人，就一定在夫妻的问题上免疫。我也不相信这件事情。
And I also refuse to believe that being a preacher in the church or elders and deacons that we will be void of these problems.
所以我们越来越深地发现这个需要是很迫切。
So more and more we are realizing that the need of counseling in this marriage area is very important.
在抛砖引玉的前提之下，我们就大胆地接受这一方面的挑战，在各地就领这一类的聚会。
And so in order to bring out even more attention from other people, so we are willing to go and lead seminars like this everywhere.
所以我们曾经做了一套的录影带。那么专门是关心夫妇这一方面的问题。
We have produced a set of videotapes, especially talking about the problems between husband and wife.
那么许多专题我们也在各地都讲过，所以可能你们在一些录影带或者录音带听过这一些专题。
So there are many topics, special topics we already have touched on, and maybe you have already seen it in videotape or heard it over cassette tape.
那么这一些呢，我想对我们都会有帮助。
So all these would be helpful to all of us.
刚才提到吵架实践。
So just now we talk about the Ten Commandments of Argument.
那么我以下放的这些 transparency 是我们教会一位在哈佛大学教书建筑系教书的一位老师替我画的。
These cartoons that I'm going to put on the board was drawn by an architect that is studying in Harvard.
No,
teaching in Harvard.
不，他其实是哈佛建筑系的一个教授。
He is a professor in the architectural department.
刚才师母讲到冰冻三尺非一日之寒，这个冰冻那么厚，不是一天促成的。
Yeah, you know, just now Mrs. Lee already mentioned, in order for a nice box to form, it does not take only one day of coldness there.
很多时候人家来参加我们的聚会，以为解冻三尺可以以一日之热来解冻，其实不然。
And then many people came and thinking that to melt this ice block is going to just take one day of the heat.
在我们教会有一个特别的团契，我猜是所有我去过的教会所没有。
In our church there is one special fellowship group that I guess that there is none other like this in the state.
那么这个团契的活动在我们教会的周报也从来不登的。
And the activities that this group has is never been posted on our bulletin.
就是我们教会的离婚者的团契。
And this is a group for the divorcee.
我发现在教会里面有一些人普遍的被人当成 second class citizen。
I realize that there is a group of people that have been treated in the church as second-class citizens.
那么这些人呢，如果在教会里面热心一点侍奉，马上就有阻力，马上就有批评，马上就有一些对他们不高兴的话传出来。
Oftentimes, when this group of people started to serve in the Lord a little bit more enthusiastically, oftentimes there will be words about them that come.
但是我发现今天普遍教会里面没有办法来帮助这些离婚者。
But I can see that in most of the churches, they do not have really good ways to help to minister to this group of people.
我发现这些离婚的人越来越孤单，越来越在教会里面抬不起头来。
So these people that have gone through divorce, they are becoming more lonesome and more lonely in the church. They seem like they cannot raise their head.
所以这几年我在教会里面非常注意这些信了主以后结婚，或者是离了婚以后信主的这样一些人。
So I have been really paying some attention to some of this group of people that have gotten a divorce after they have come into church or they have divorced and then believed Jesus.
不过今天我不在这里跟大家谈到教会对离婚的看法。
But today that's not what I'm going to talk about, what church feels about divorce.
但是我提出这样的一个挑战，我觉得这是很重要的一个题目，这个题目的需要会越来越需要。在教会的里面。
But I'm going to raise one topic that is very important and is becoming more important in the church.
在跟我们教会的离婚者的团契在一起交通的时候，我对他们有个要求，我说我希望这个团契，越多送旧，越少迎新，是最好的一个现象。
And when I communicating with this group of divorced people, I have said that I wish that there would be less new people coming and just send out the old ones.
那么我跟他们在一起的时候，几年之内我归纳一个在北美洲华人婚姻离婚的十个原因。
And I have concluded together that there are 10 reasons for the divorce among the Chinese.
我今天也不讲这十个原因，不过十个原因里面的最高的一个罪魁祸首就是 communication， 就是夫妻之间的沟通不良。
And the one most worst or the worst condition.That leads to a divorce is communication between husband and wife.
传道人很喜欢收集幽默，我想这里有好几个神学生，我也鼓励你们开始收集一些幽默小品。
A lot of preachers like to collect articles of humor, so I encourage all of the seminary students here to start collecting those.
我收集一个犹太人的幽默，觉得很有意思。
And I have one from the Jewish community, and I thought it was good.
有一个拉比问一个做丈夫的，你相不相信上帝会凭神迹让一个说哑巴的太太会讲话，你信不信上帝会行这个神迹？
Rabbi asked a husband, do you believe the miracle that God can cause a wife that cannot speak speak?
他说well, 如果这样也不错，不过如果上帝能够让我很会说话的太太变哑巴，那我一定相信他神迹。
That's pretty good, but if God can turn my wife that speaks so much into one that don't speak, I think that is a greater miracle.
Communication, 也许我应该把这个在男女平等的这个前提之下，把它改成中国人有一个笑话，一个牧师去问太太，然后让丈夫少说一点话。
Maybe I should have changed it into the Chinese content, you know, go the other way around for the Chinese husband to stop talking.
我非常非常相信，我们两个人非常非常相信一件事情，天助自助者。
And Mrs. Lee and I really believe this, that God helps those who help themselves.
我们十分相信神的工作也是如此，我们不尽本分，上帝绝不会帮助一个懒惰的人。
And I really also believe, as far as our work concerned, that if we are lazy, God would not help us in our work.
今天中国的教会基督徒很会用一些属灵的话，其实在那边做一些懒惰的事情。
Today in the Chinese church, Christian churches here, a lot of times we just say very diligent, very good words, but yet we are doing very lazy words.
一切交给神，完全仰望主，这些其实都是推辞本分的一些很要不得的、很属灵的话。
We can say very pretty spiritual words like everything will be up to God and He will take care of it. Actually, this is not so.
Communication 是一个 art, 是一个 skill.我觉得这是穷一生之年要学习的一样东西。
So this communication, which is an art and a skill, is lifetime learning experience.
圣经说人可以活七十，强壮可以活八十，这是一个祝福的话。
And the Bible said if a man can live 70 and he is blessed, he can be 80. That is the word of promise.
但是你们想想看，我们两个人现在已经五十了，快五十了。
But yeah, you see that both of us are almost 50.
七十、八十，你要想想还有二十年、三十年的时间。
So we're talking about living 70 years or 80 years. We're still talking about 20 to 30 years.
再加上李师母刚才讲到，我们现在已经进入空巢期。
And so plus, Mrs. Leah already mentioned that we are now in the emptiness stage.
老大大学毕业，老二现在进大二了。我们慢慢慢慢，家里面就是老夫老妻，你瞪着我看，我看着你，这样的一个时间。
So our oldest son's already graduated from university, and the second one is already in the sophomore year.So at home, we're just staring at each other.
如果我们不会 communicate, 如果我们的 communication 很差，你想想看多可怕的事情。二十年、三十年，要我看他，他瞪我，你看这是多惨的事情。
Can you imagine how horrible a thing to do for the next 20, 30 years that we only stare at each other?
好，我们言归正传，我们看看到底这个在夫妻之间。我们应该注意的一些事情，或者说我们在吵架的时候应该避免的事情是一些什么
？So now we get back to the real topic that when we are arguing and fighting, there are a few things that we need to know. What are they?
如果各位听过，这是个很好的复习。
So if you have already listened today, this is a very good review.
因为我们讲过很多次，每一次我在讲，我都觉得好像一根刺在我身上，嘿嘿，你要注意哈。所以他要我讲夫妻吵架世界，大概是因为我比较会吵架的。
Every time I talk about this problem, it seems like it's pricking at my own heart because it seems like, you know, she's asking me to that because I think I'm the one that is better at arguing.
我们以前讲，我们说没有不吵架的夫妻。
We have said that there is no couple that do not argue.
后来有一次找到挑战，有一对夫妻散会回来告诉我。
And yet one day we met challenge, and one day after church, a couple came to us.
那太太告诉我说，李牧师，我们就是例外，我们没有吵过架。
He said, Reverend Lee, we are the exception case. We have never fight.
哎呀，我当然就跟他道歉，对不起，对不起，对不起。
So I keep apologizing to him. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
所以我以后就改了。我说今天在世上少有不吵架的夫妻。
No, from then on, I changed my words. I said that it's very rare that any couples do not argue.
那也是在一个退休会里面。
It was also in that retreat.
过了一天呢，那个丈夫单独来找我。
After one day, the husband came and see me alone.
他说：“李牧师，你原谅他，他忘记。
” Please forgive her because she has forgotten.
他说：“其实我们也吵过，不过他忘记了。”
Actually, we have fought before and have argued before, but she has forgotten.
后来我就更有勇气讲这个题目了。
So later on, I have even more courage to talk about this.
第一件。
First.
这是什么？你说什么？啊，第一件呢，就是不要在大庭广众前面吵。
Number one is not to argue in front of the public.
我觉得这是很多夫妻之间很不智慧的一个做法。
I felt like this is one very unwise thing to do.
而且也是一个非常普遍的一个现象。
But yet it is a very popular, very common case.
我们就去分析这件事情，为什么人喜欢在大庭广众之下吵。
So I'm trying to analyze why do people like to argue in front of the public.
我发现可能有的原因是他们已经习惯是如此。
One maybe they are already used to it.
但是我发现呢，有的时候呢，不管丈夫也好，不管妻子也好，好像这一方面我们听到丈夫的 complain 比较多哈，公开的吵的原因是喜欢拉同情票，希望有人站在我这一边。
Well, it seems like I've heard from both husband and wife, it seems like more from the husband, that the reason they do it so that they can draw some sympathy from other people.
然后要寻找一个舆论的制裁来制裁对方。
And then we'll have to find a way to really attack him.
弟兄姊妹，请注意，是丈夫也好，是妻子也好，是你的丈夫也好，是你的妻子也好，我们都有尊严。
We need to realize something, whether it be your husband or your wife, that we all have self-respect.
我们都爱面子，不管是什么，中国人爱面子，我相信全世界乌鸦一般黑，全世界的人一样爱面子。
I don't care what people we are all over the world. We all want to save our own face. We have our own respect.
在公众的面前，你看这两个人在那边就指手画脚，在那边吵。请注意，有几样事情一定要小心，一定要避免。
So you can see that those people are arguing with each other in front of that big crowd. But there are a few things we need to work.
或者说，我们在这方面要提醒自己，要有进步。
That we need to remind ourselves to improve on this.
不要随随便便在你的丈夫或者妻子说话的时候插嘴。
One is not to tell him when your husband or your wife is talking.
你更不要在众人的面前纠正他。
Even worse, don't correct him.
有的时候夸大不一定是，那我们说那夸大是白谎，不一定是黑谎。
Well, sometimes exaggerating is not that bad.
哎呀，这个丈夫就盖开了哈，就吹起来了。他说：“哎呀，前几天我们去钓鱼啊，他真过瘾啊，钓了每一条鱼都那么大，都那么大。”
So his husband got a little bit carried away and excited and said that we went fishing and every fish is this big.
他说都那么大，那太太就在旁边哪里那么大，就那么大，因为他手是这样比，他说都那么大，其实他也很诚实，就是。
So you can see it, think of there, that you know, the wife was telling him and say, oh no, not that big, how come, how can that be?
那太太说明星那么大，他说我没有，我说是那么大，我是这样比的。所以很多时候我的这些做丈夫的觉得很没有面子。
So oftentimes the husband will lose their face.
有的时候公开的奚落就更糟糕。公开的这种
Sometimes a lot of times the open sarcasm to each other is very...
或者公开取笑他
just laughing at each other.
有的时候我们发现参加一个聚会或者参加一个宴会回家的路上是这一对夫妻是最可怕的一段时间
A lot of times we found it on our way home after a nice party or get together. That is the worst time between the husband and wife.
这些其实有很多很多可以跟大家分享的不过呢我想就是很快的跟大家提过去第一个不要在大庭广众下面吵。
You could have gone more, but now we just remind you the first is not to argue in public.
第二个呢，比这个稍微更具体一点，我们不要在儿女的面前吵。
The next one is more specifically, let's not argue in front of our children.
我们越来越从自己的经验和许多别人的经验的归纳，发现一个真理。
We have come to more a conclusion from our own experience or also from the couples that we counsel.
父母的相爱是儿女安全感之所在。
The love between the couples is where the security of the children is.
其实在我们过去夫妇的辅导除了说不要在儿女面前吵架之外。
Yeah, in the past, you know, between, in our ministry together, that other than not to argue in front of our children,
我们鼓励夫妇要在儿女的面前相爱。
We actually positively encourage them to show each other love in front of the children.
刚才说中国人很含蓄。
And just now we talk about Chinese being very reserved.
夫妇两个人稍微亲热一点的时候。
And so between husband and wife a little bit more affectionate.
稍微拥抱一下的时候。
Just to hug each other a little bit.
那太太就拼命把丈夫推开。
The wife would just push the husband away.
你哪里狂？你哪里狂？哦，小孩子在看。
The children are looking. The children are looking.
大太君要多少钱？你这出去去送他，你以前简直是在那里做坏榜样。
That's the reason we set a bad example.
父母亲亲热的程度要到什么程度可以给儿女看见？
How much affectionate can you be in front of the children?
这是一个很重要的一个问题哈。父母亲两个人相爱，你说要相爱到什么程度可以让儿女看见的那个程度
？So it is very important to realize up to what kind of stage of being affectionate to each other can you do that in front of the children?
这些年来，我想到一个结论。
These few years, I have a conclusion.
你可以让你儿女参与的程度，你夫妇就应当有那样相爱的程度。你懂我的意思吗？
是的。
OK 让我再说一遍就是说你可以让儿女参与的如果有事你们两夫妇是非常非常只有你们两夫妇相爱的那样的一个我这个给一不懂我不知道应该怎么讲就是说比如说我们讲的夫妇的性关系
Well let me start
there yeah
What you're saying that if this is an action that you can let your children participate also Then do it. like, now we're talking about sex between husband and wife.
Okay, 当夫妇的性关系，那个是你们夫妇之间不是儿女可以参与的一件事，对不对？
So the sexual relationship between the husband and wife is not something that your children should be in there.
而那一种的关系，我们就应当要不让儿女去参与，就是不让，就是说，你说，哎呀，公开到一个什么程度，什么都要让儿女看，我不是这个意思。
So you understand that in that relationship, you would not let your children see or participate. So we are not talking that to be open up to that point.
但是今天我们另设到一个地步，连我们夫妇之间手拉着手，或者我们拥抱在一起，这些我们都不愿意让儿女感觉到父母亲的相爱。
But yet somehow we are on the other extreme that we won't even let our children see us holding hands or hugging each other.
史奇生牧师，纽约的史奇生牧师，他们结婚25周年的时候。
There's a pastor in New York.
史牧师已经去世了哈，已经回到主那里去了。那么他们在25周年的时候，他们的儿女写了一张卡片送给他们夫妇。
This is the Reverend Xi. He had already passed away, but during their 25th anniversary, their daughter had written them a card.
像里面写一句话，就是迪然女士，就是史师母说的。她说里面一句话，他们两个很受感动。他们说：“爸爸妈妈，谢谢你们两个人这25年的相爱。”
It said, "This is written by Mrs. Xi Share that this daughter said, 'Thank you, Mom and Dad, for these 25 years of showing love to each other.'"
你不要因为一时之小不忍就乱了大谋啊！就是说，你不要因为两个人的不能忍，而使你儿女一生的个性的塑造成为牺牲品。
So let us not let these little squabbles affect the life of our children.
这是我们心里面非常强烈的负担。我们觉得很多时候我们夫妇一下忘了就吵起来，结果牺牲你的儿女。你到后来收成的时候，或者看见那个结果的时候，你那时候后悔已经来不及。
I feel very heavy and very burdened about this point that, you know, when we do that, just because one little moment of impatience, the effect is really big on our children.
第三个这个吵架十诫的第三诫。
In the first amendment in this argument,
不要在对方气头上吵。
Don't argue when the other side is so mad.
很多时候我们会故意制造吵架的气氛再来吵架。
Sometimes we want to create this atmosphere of argument before we will argue.
很多时候我们偏偏在对方在这个在烧的时候再来浇油。
A lot of times you just pour oil over this hot fire.
在我们教会里面有一对夫妇。
There's a couple in our church.
我对他们责任这个感觉很这个负担很重。
I feel very burdened for them.
因为这个男的在还没有结婚的时候。
Because this man, before he was married.
他来找我。
He came and see.
我那时候做了一件大概不太智慧的事情。
I guess at this time I have done something that was not very wise.
一直很后悔，一直也很担心。
So I have been a little bit worried that I am.
所以从那个时候以后，我就不再做这种不智慧的事情。
So from then on, I had not done that kind of unwise thing.
所以说那个时候做了没有办法，就要承担这个后果，所以我一直觉得我有责任。
So I think I already done that, so I felt like I have to be responsible for some of the consequences.
他来找我拿了两张相片给我看。
He came, and let me look at two pictures.
然后他就介绍这个女的叫什么名字，她在哪里，什么干什么，她做什么，什么。
So he told me all about this picture of this girl and everything about her.
然后那个女的叫什么名字，什么做了什么，就去给我看。
And then the other picture is also another girl of all about her too.
说李牧师，我不知道选哪一个。
He said, Mrs. I don't know who to take.
你帮助我，让我决定一下，我应当选什么。
Please help me choose one.
我竟然那么笨，替他做了决定。
I don't know how I did it. I helped him actually.
结果他也那么笨，听我的话。
And he was foolish enough to listen to me.
后来他们就结婚了。
And so they got married.
所以我一直很担心他们夫妇之间出问题。
So I have been worried that they might have some problems.
到时候他来找我怎么办？
And then if that time comes, if he comes to see me,
都是你牧师惹的祸。
It's all your fault.
你看另外那人现在嫁给他多好，你看多好。
See you look at the other girl, she had married somebody else and she just couldn't marry.
很多时候很奇怪哈，总是觉得别人太太好，自己太太不好，不知道为什么。
Strangely, we often find the other people's marriages much better.
我有个好朋友，现在在台湾是一个很大的教会的牧师，他的名字叫周神柱。
I have a very good friend in the, that is a preacher now in Taiwan. It's a Reverend Chow.
我们他比我低几年，可以说我们一起长大，在校园城市一起长大。
We have grown up together in the campus fellowship.
所以我们非常关心他的婚姻的这个生活。
So we are very concerned with his marriage life.
每一次要跟他介绍女朋友，他就骂我神经病。
Every time we want to introduce someone to her, that you know he would just not like it.
后来我就问他，你为什么骂我神经病
？He said, "Why are you yelling at me?"
他说，你还好意思介绍我太太。介绍我要结婚。
How would you dare to introduce someone and let me get married?
我说我关心你啊。
He said, "Well, I'm concerned about you."
哄我一豁大，他就说你还那么胆子那么大。他说你胆子怎么那么大
？Well, how come you're so brave?
我说好不好？你吵吵吵，我得告。好太太就给你们娶走了，还在想我。
All the good ones got married to you guys. They're already gone.
但是感谢主，后来神给他一个非常好的一个太太。
So praise God that God did give him a real good wife.
我从哪里讲到这个周牧师，这个跟这个没有关系。
It really doesn't have anything to do with it.
当这一对夫妻，我常常去看他的时候。
Well, this couple that I had gone often to see them.
我就很想知道到底他们幸福不幸福。
I really want to know whether this marriage is good or not.
所以我常常去看他们。有一天我就问这个太太，我说怎么样，你先生对你好不好
？So one day I asked the wife, "How is it? Was your husband nice to you?"
Yes and no. 哈，我说什么？
And she said yes and no, and I was wondering what was going on.
后来他就告诉我说，他们偶尔也会有一点点不愉快的时候。
She would say that while they are times they were not very happy with each other.
到底我们两个人的认识还是不是很够深入。
And you know our understanding of each other is really.
后来他讲一件事情给我听。
And she told me one thing.
他说我先生有的时候从办公室回来，我一看就知道他今天在办公室大概不太顺利。
There are some days that my husband came home from the office, and I know right away that he did not have a good day.
然后他回来什么东西都不顺眼。
And so everything that he sees, everything he touches is not good.
就专门找我麻烦。
So he would create troubles for me.
又说小孩子的玩具没有收了。
He would, you know, complain about the toys of the children everywhere.
为什么今天煮的饭又比较硬了
？And why is the rice a little bit harder today?
他总是喜欢在豆腐里面敲一些骨头。
He would just pick on me, every little thing.
他说，那我就很紧张。我说，那你怎么办？
So I quickly asked him, "Then what did you do?"
他说：“李牧师，你放心啊。
”He said, "Well, you can be relaxed."
我不跟他一般见识。
I don't think like you do.
我说你很潇洒。
But then I asked him, "Did he love you?"
他说：“潇不潇不知道，我觉得我很傻。”他说：“老师告诉你啊，我的一些秘诀一直提醒我。”
Well, I don't know whether I'm being good or being foolish, but there is one secret that I often remind myself.
当他这样发作的时候
，So every time when he blows up like this,
我就提醒我自己
，and I remind myself,
那不是他
，that that's not him.
就是他那个时候不正常。
That he is in an abnormal state.
所以我干什么要跟不正常的人也不正常呢
？So why should I be abnormal with this abnormal person?
所以他吵的时候，我就不应他。
So whenever he picks on me and pick a fight, I just do not.
你看哈，吵架一个人吵不起来，对不对
？So you know that you know it takes more than one people to argue.
吵到最后觉得自己很无聊啊，在干什么
？Because after a while, it's just really boring.
哎，我说不错，我说你这一招很厉害，我可不可以拿出来公开帮助其他的夫妻
？I said this is a really good good way. Can I use and share with other people?
他说可以，没问题。李牧师，这个没有专利，你可以用。
That this one is not patent, so you can use it.
但是他说故事没完，我说还有故事。
But yet her story is not the end yet, so we still have listening.
他说当时吃晚饭就很好啊，他去发作，那我不跟他吵。
So if he just blows up like this, so I did not argue with him.
他说等到晚上睡觉的时候。
But yet, when the time for bedtime,
他已经气消了。
So the husband's already move off.
这下轮到我来。
And now it is my turn.
然后他就跟他丈夫讲。
And so she would talk to her husband.
你晚上回来的时候干什么
？What happened when you came home tonight?
这丈夫已经没气了。
But yet the husband already forgot everything.
那太太过去了，你还跟我讲什么？
He said it's already been passed. Why are you still talking to
me? 那你过去，我没过去啊。
He said, well, it's passed for you, but it's not passed for me.
哇，那个时候就开始三娘教子了，就开始叫，就开始跟她的太太就开始跟她丈夫就讲起来。
And then that's the time she started her lecture.
她说我们还是解决问题，但是不在气头上解决问题。
So we are still trying to solve the problem, but we are not trying to solve it when one side is so mad.
第四。
Number four.
先给你们看一看。
What do you think of the picture?
吵架的时候要注意一件事情。
When you are arguing, you need to remember one thing.
不要翻旧账。
Don't get up the past.
他们已经结婚已经那么老了还把一九三因为这个明显不是太太嘛这是另外一个女人
See, they are already so old they've been married so long and that is 1930s picture of obviously that is not her some other woman
弟兄姊妹很多时候我们的往事成为我们现在婚姻的阴影我们的过去的事情成为现在婚姻的阴影 shadow
a lot of times we let the past be the shadow of our marriage
今天我们都有一些不